Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Shannon McCorder for Community Comment. Did you happen to see President Biden's press conference last week? I did, and I am scared of what the next 3 years with this guy in office are going to bring. Looking back at this last year under his leadership, or actually lack of, America has turned into chaos. At the press conference, he stated, "You have to acknowledge we've made enormous progress. Can you think of any other president that has done more?" My answer to that is, if you're trying to destroy America, you're at the top of the list. Biden claims he's brought down gasoline prices. I don't think so, Joe. We were energy independent until you cut off pipelines, restricted drilling, and placed other regulations on the oil industry on day one of your presidency. Gasoline prices are 40% higher since you took office. You need to take credit where credit is due, Joe. When asked about the high inflation rate gripping our nation, he went on to say that inflation has nothing to do with him, blaming it on the supply chain and COVID-19 and the Federal Reserve, when in fact the major cause is out-of-control government spending that has flooded the U.S. economy with trillions of dollars. Biden's answer when asked about Russian aggression in Ukraine was unbelievable, saying that Russia would not be held accountable for a small incursion. Biden has since walked that back, but it's too little too late. The damage is done. Afghanistan was a disaster, and Ukraine is heading that way. One of the last questions Biden was asked was about a poll that found a majority of voters don't think Biden is mentally fit. Biden grinned and said, "You all make the judgment that they're correct." The follow-up was asked, "Why do you suppose so many Americans have come to harbor such profound concerns about your cognitive health?" "I have no idea," was Biden's response. Probably the most truthful thing he said in 2 hours. I'll leave you with some conservative humor. There was an ad in the paper that said lemon pickers needed. Only U.S. citizens or legal immigrants need apply. A liberal gal from Los Angeles, California, saw it and decided to apply for one of the jobs that most Americans are not willing to do. She submitted her application for a job in a lemon grove, but seemed far too qualified for the job. She has a liberal arts degree from Berkeley. She had worked as a social worker and also as a school teacher. The foreman studied her application, frowned, and said, "I see that you are well-educated and have an impressive resume. However, I have to ask you, have you had any actual experience in picking lemons?" "Well, as a matter of fact, I have," she said. "I've been divorced 3 times, owned 2 Chryslers, voted 2 times for Obama, 1 for Hillary, and most recently for Biden." She started work the next day. This has been Shannon McCorder for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.